Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the NIIT Limited quarterly results conference call. As a reminder, for the duration of this conference, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode. There will be an opportunity for you to ask questions at the end of today's presentation. If you should need any assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. At this time, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani from NIIT Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining this conference call, which is on the quarterly results. This is the results for the first quarter. One important thing which I thought I should mention up front is that in the discussion of these results, I will be referring to the first quarter of the year in terms of continuing business. As you know, last year in the same quarter, we had Element K, our subsidiary, as a part of our numbers. And since then, it was divested. And now, in this quarter, we do not have the numbers of Element K, obviously, as a part of our financial agenda. So all comparisons that I'll be doing will be on a continuing basis. The results of Element K separately are available along with the annual results. They were discussed in the last quarter, and if need be, I can once again refer to them if required. So as usual, I'll start with the environment. This has been a challenging quarter on a number of counts. The global economies continue to be under heavy stress. In fact, this period has been of very high volatility and turbulence. This has had severe impact and significant impact on businesses across the world. We find we are no exception to that, and in fact have suffered in one part of the business due to some of these. The Indian economy continues to be weighed down by both global as well as local headwinds. Lack of reforms, political and policy uncertainty, forex volatility, high inflation, high interest rates are continuing to haunt us. In this environment, IT sector, because of a weak outlook, supported by slow hiring, deferring of joining dates, moderation of salary growth, definitely led to low volume growth for IT sector, and in trying to do this, much lower year-over-year hiring plans have been announced by IT majors. The increase in demand for managed training services has evidenced by substantial increase of RFPs, even in this quarter, has been very positive. However, given the uncertainty in the environment, pace of decision-making is relatively slow. As an organization, we had anticipated these changes. We had, in fact, talked about some of these in our last quarterly results as well as in the annual call, and had created a focus strategy of four platforms of growth, results of which have been very positive. Having said that, there are, especially in the IT training sector, while having factored in a moderation of growth, we are quite surprised by the sharp decline in consumer sentiment in the last quarter, especially in the month of June. And this definitely has impacted our IT training part of the business. Having said that, when we look at the platforms of growth, we realize that that strategy set is very valid. It's quite aggressive and yet balanced, as is evidenced by some of our results. So I will now get into a discussion on the details of what we saw in this quarter. First, looking at the quarter in perspective, at an overall view of each part of the business. In the individual learning solutions, the decline in student sentiments has affected student enrollments in Q1. Our Q1 enrollments are down by 8% on a year-on-year basis. Our career enrollments in the IT part of the business, India business, are down by 13%, and to an extent is balanced by the 17% increase in non-IT, non-India enrollment. But overall impact, given the size of IT was high, is a negative 8% in enrollment. In corporate learning solutions, the managed training services segment continued to do extremely well. It has grown 42% year-on-year in dollar terms and 72% in rupee terms. And now managed training solutions, managed training services contribute 72% of the corporate learning solutions business. Overall growth in corporate learning solutions was 20% year-on-year. The QOQ volume growth was 2% in dollar terms. In the school learning solutions business, as we have shared before, the government side of the business continued to follow the strategy that we have agreed upon of getting out of that business or de-emphasizing it. And therefore, 400 schools of an old Assam contract, the term was completed and we did not go ahead with it further. And non-GSA, the private schools business, grows 22% year-on-year with an addition of 267 schools during the quarter, which was up 54% year-on-year. NIT Yuva Jyoti, the fourth platform of growth, we have now 8 centers operational, with having added 2 more centers during the quarter. The enrollments have ramped up with over 600 new enrollments in quarter one. However, this is too small to have made any difference. In a recent survey by Great Places to Work, NIT was also ranked 10th amongst the top 50 companies in the country as a place to work, which we feel is very heartening. We moved last year from 23rd place to 10th place. So this was an overall perspective. Just in case you do not have access to the gross numbers of last year, the net revenues last year first quarter was 3.212 billion rupees. EBITDA was 307 million rupees. EBITDA margin was 10%. Profit before tax was 16. Profit after tax was 131 million. And EPS was 0.8. But let me repeat, this was after including the Element K performance. If we exclude the Element K performance of last year, then the quarter one last year was a net revenue of 2.190 million rupees. EBITDA was 167. EBITDA margin was 8%. Profit before tax was minus 60. Profit after tax was 55. And the EPS was 0.3 rupees. In contrast to that, in this year, in the first quarter, net revenues are up by 4% at 2.275 million, billion rupees. EBITDA is 114, which reflects a margin erosion of 265 basis points. Profit before tax is negative, and profit after tax is at 115 million rupees, which is after provision for write-back of certain taxes, which I'll explain later, as well as profit from the share of profit from associates. Overall, earnings per share are 0.7 rupees in terms of like-to-like continuing business terms. Let's come down to a little bit higher level of detail. Our operating expenses this quarter were up by 7% in contrast to revenue increase of 4%. Having seen the headwinds at the early end of the quarter, we had taken certain measures which did result in a cost conservation, but that was only enough to look after the inflation as well as the inflation related cost. There were impact of adverse revenue mix, foreign exchange, and the new business, which all resulted in this additional operating expense. Let me just talk a little bit about, given the fact that EBITDA is at 114 and the versus 167, the net profit is up from 55 to 115. I need to explain that because this is because of changes in operating other income as well as taxation as well as share of profits from associates. Let me start in reverse order. Share of profits from associates moved from 102 to 138, which was a plus 36. The taxation, which was minus 13 last year same quarter, is minus 341. This includes a write back of tax provision relating to Element K transaction based on the formal opinion received during the quarter. We believe that there is still an opportunity for further reduction in the tax on the transaction, but for that certain confirmations are still awaited. In the meanwhile, this provision is being taken based on which the tax has been paid. The tax was paid. The other thing is the net other income, which was minus 64 million, has gone up to minus 276 million. And this is coming out of certain post-transaction provisions, which include further legal and other expenses. In addition to that, there is a post-closure development in terms of certain vendor claims arising out of change of control, which are under discussion, and it was considered prudent to take an additional provision to cover these. We are hopeful that we will be able to sort these out, but at this point of time, based on the practices or based on the norms within the company, we have taken these provisions. Moving on to the business mix, individual learning on a system-wide revenue, or maybe let me talk about the net revenue basis. The net revenue basis, individual business has degrown minus 9% from the same period last year. Schools have grown by 17% and corporate learning solutions has grown by 20% on a year-on-year basis. The EBITDA contribution has primarily come from corporate because of better margin. Schools, which have been at the same level, nearly the same level as last year, and individual, which has had a substantial decline in the margin, which I will now discuss when I go into individual businesses. In the individual learning solutions, the net revenue has declined 9%. The system-wide revenue has declined 11% in the quarter one. This is essentially caused by an overall reduction in enrollment. India-based IT training enrollments have contracted by 13% due to adverse sentiments and fresh job uncertainties. Non-India, non-IT enrollments, on the other hand, have grown 17%, thus arresting the overall enrollment decline to 8%. Career enrollments in the finance and management training business have grown 28%. In other words, the IT-based enrollments and business has been affected. On the other hand, the number of college-going students, the number of graduates seeking jobs has only increased. And therefore, there is a higher interest in non-IT related careers as if this statistics could be used for that purpose. The NIIT Insight, which is working with engineering colleges and introducing NIIT curriculum inside engineering college curriculum, we signed up 7 new colleges during the quarter, which covers 6,000 more students, taking the total colleges that under our cover now to 87. We did realize that the new profile of the NIIT student, and given the economic pressures, it would be an interesting thing to launch an attractive student loan scheme. We have tied up with Credila to launch that scheme. It's too early to see the results, though we have seen some moderate success in quarter one. We launched a new GNIIT product, as well as have been tracking cumulative enrollments on the cloud campus, which I have been talking to you since last 1 year. So the cumulative enrollments on cloud campus have crossed 16,000 now, which I think is just a confirmation of the soundness of the cloud campus strategy. The margin, as we know in this particular business, is very severely, it benefits when on its way up because of operating leverage, but therefore is also adversely affected if there is a degrowth. So the operating leverage affected the margin by 66 million. Adverse revenue mix contributed 10 million. Cost inflations were 51 million, which were partly offset by cost management initiatives, which came into being since most of this happened towards the later part of the quarter, in reduction in fixed expenses by 39 million rupees. So overall impact on the margin to that extent was what we see here. The margin has declined from 113 million rupees EBITDA margin from last year same quarter to 25 million rupees in this particular quarter. Pending order book is at 1.73 billion, 71% of which is executable in next 12 months. In the school learning solutions, the interesting part is that 400 government schools that on completion of the project term have been handed over. We added 267 non-government schools during the quarter, which is up 54% year-on-year, and non-government revenue is up by 22%, and it contributes 42% to the SLS business. We had an order intake of 256 million and have a pending order book of 5.9 billion rupees. In corporate learning solutions, I think the growth story is completely aligned around the managed training services. Managed training services part of the revenue has grown 72%, and therefore being annuity-based revenues is kind of unaffected by the economic volatility. We also saw sequential growth in terms of 2% QOQ in US dollars. Total order intake during the quarter was the same level as last quarter, about 12.9 million. We got a chance to participate in many more RFPs during the quarter. However, decision-making processes are slow in this, but are at this point of time particularly slow given the economic conditions. At this time, we have sufficient order book to look after our interest during this year. However, we are working on a few more contracts. So we do see that the corporate learning solutions is on a firm footing with an improving margin. Skill building solutions, on the other hand, has added more centers. Too early to take a call on this business and its impact on total numbers, but just to share progress with you, we had 600 plus enrollments during the current quarter. One of the important focus areas for us has been improving liquidity and improving our balance sheet. So the balance sheet is at 7.97 billion rupees. We have added assets of 195 million, most of which or because of renewal of software licenses, which happens in once in 3 years. The receivables are at commensurate with the growth in revenue, are approximately the same level, but little more in terms of number of days, 142 days as against 138 days. While we did manage to get certain overdue payments from government during the quarter, by and large, the government paying cycles have been by and large slower than previously because of inactivity in government functioning in many places. Our net debt was at $272 million. Our cash and cash equivalents was $798 million at the end of the quarter. If we look at the overall progress of the platforms of growth, Cloud Campus has now done more than 16,000 enrollments. NIIT Insight has reached 87 colleges covering 31,000 students. Managed Training Services has acquired 9 global customers and built a revenue visibility of $109 million. Managed Training Services revenue itself has grown 72% year-on-year in rupee terms and 42% in dollar terms. NGuru has added 267 private schools this quarter and reached a cumulative of nearly 1,000 schools, 954 to be precise, and Yuvajyoti is at 8 centers. In terms of headcount, the headcount during this quarter has reduced by 120. However, this is a headcount reduction in India, but there has been a headcount increase on site, and to that extent, while there is a benefit in terms of overall people costs, in terms of normalized salaries, the impact is to that extent not clearly visible if you just compare the headcount numbers. Overall, if one was to look at this quarter, the corporate learning solutions business has done well and has been ahead of what we thought we would do. I must admit, due to a positive exchange rate, supported by positive exchange rate, non-government schools have done as per how we thought, and individual learning solutions has done worse than what we thought. I thought it would be important for me to talk about what is our recovery plan for the individual learning solutions business. So first of all, from the results available of the first quarter, and if I was to take the first 3 weeks of the second quarter, the first 3 weeks of the second quarter definitely show a much lower decline than in what we saw in the first quarter. However, that is not to say that we would be able to recover all that we have lost in the first quarter. Not only that, we believe that this IT, the weak sentiment and therefore IT-based enrollments would continue to be weaker than last year, though not as weak as we can see, given certain amount of recovery that we, number one, foresee in the environment, and number two, the measures that we would be taking. Our best judgment at this point of time is it would take 3 to 4 quarters to fully recover from the sizes that we were getting used to. And then from then onwards, given the prognosis of the IT sector, perhaps we would be back on the growth path. The non-IT sector, on the other hand, given the large number of youngsters as well as a large number of people pursuing engineering as well as graduation, the normal graduation, continues to increase, and we do believe that there is an opportunity to take advantage of that. So there are four steps that we are taking to recover from the situation in which we are in. We are redoubling our efforts on NIIT Insight colleges, and we started tapping this segment last year. It has wrapped up well for us. I think we need to put increased focus on that. We need to continue on the cloud campus strategy, which is seeing decent results. We should focus on advanced skills and high technology courses as far as IT is concerned, because corporates are looking for just-in-time skills and would like advanced skills like business analytics, cloud computing, and mobility. Some of these are part of our curriculum. We need to make them much more intense and maybe need to fast forward ourselves to those positions which we were planning to do. And lastly, we need to make sure that we focus on the non-IT segment in a very significant way, based on the one NIIT concept that we were rolling out, and we need to make sure that we accelerate that progress. These four parts of the business are of the sub-parts of the business have been doing well, and we believe that with this we would be able to contain part of the slowdown that we are seeing. Schools, on the other hand, I think just require an increased focus on private schools. Our competition is in a bit of disarray. Most of our competition is not doing as well as they were, and I think it's an opportunity for us to improve market share, and that's what we would work on. In managed training services, our focus will be on executing our current contracts, improving our margins, and ensuring that we land ourselves the deals that we are in a good shape to get over, to get into the our fold. So this is our overall strategy to go forward. Not to forget the very aggressive cost management measures that have been put in place, and liquidity management, which is very important as we recover the money from government and other receivables that we have. It's important to note that while the operating performance has definitely been less than what we were aiming at and has been a surprise, we are definitely come up with a set of actions which we believe will help us go through this challenging time. The soundness of the strategy is visible from the fact that flagship product of the company, while it suffered a decline, overall the company could keep a positive revenue growth. Of course, we have had the good luck of benefiting from the EK divestment transaction, where some benefit or the other, as the transaction is completing its closure, is come into this quarter as well. So I will stop here and open the floor for Q&A.
Thank you so much, Mr. Thadani. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may do so by pressing star and two. Participants are requested to use only the handsets while asking a question. Anyone who has a question may please press star and one at this time. Thank you. We have the first question from the line of Amar Maurya from India Nivesh Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to know what was the prime reason, if you can break it, primarily for the school learning solution, why the EBITDA margin has come down significantly in that particular segment?
Are you referring to the operating margin in school learning solutions?
Yeah, actually the breakup, like, you know, the similar breakup I'm looking for as you had given it for the individual learning solution.
Yes. Okay. In school learning solutions, our, just one moment, let me pull out that paper. Yeah. in school learning solutions, actually, if you compare our margin, during the quarter, first of all, we closed one project. When you close one project, you do not get the benefit of revenue of that quarter, but you still have some closing operations to do. The team, etc., remains very much there.
Okay.
Second is, as you know, at EBITDA level, the government business may have a higher, the government business may have a higher EBITDA, but a lower EBIT. On the other hand, the private schools business, since it's in a ramp-up phase, is at a lower profitability. Though each contract comes with a 60% odd gross margin, so as we cross the hump, then we will be able to make more and more profit. So there is a product mix issue, and then there is a an issue of a closing government contract, but the resources still continuing to be deployed. I keep using the word closing. It is the ending of the term of a contract.
Okay. So, sir, meaning what I understood here is that in the private school business, basically the operating leverages which we were expecting are yet not visible.
Are coming in, are better than before, but not yet there completely.
Okay.
So last year, just for this quarter, just for your benefit, last year in this quarter, the government part of the business was much higher.
Okay.
As the number, it has grown, non-government has grown 42%, whereas the total has grown 17%. So obviously, non-government, government was much, much higher. So at an EBITDA level, the government business appears higher on EBITDA, but it is much lower on EBIT and, of course, very difficult on EVA. So, sorry?
Okay. So, sir,
are you referring to QOQ or are you referring to same period last year?
Sir, I'm referring to same period last year.
Yeah, so same period last year, we had 12% EBITDA margin, which was 49 million rupees on a revenue of 403.
Correct.
This year we have 43 million rupees margin on a revenue of 470.
Correct.
Last year, the percentage of government business in this was higher, which would have contributed higher part to the EBITDA. Though may not be to EBIT because that's very capital-led. That's the context.
Okay. And secondly, sir, like as we had mentioned that now depreciation is likely to come down as we close down these government businesses, but then it seems that depreciation as percentage of revenue is largely remain same, or it is in a way higher in this particular quarter.
Depreciation of
as percentage of revenue.
I think it is more to do with the revenue and less to do with depreciation, because if you see the trend in depreciation, I will read out the trend to you. Last year, same quarter, our depreciation was 227 million rupees. No, I'm sorry, that was including element A.
Yeah, 164 million, I believe.
164 million rupees, sorry.
Yeah
it was 164, 179, 198, 197. The contract that we have closed, which is the Assam, was it a BOT? So that was a BOT contract.
Okay.
The BOT contract means the capex was a part of the purchase consideration, which would have got accounted much, much earlier. So we won't get a depreciation benefit in this case.
Okay. So, sir, like when we are expecting that depreciation should moderate to, say, 3-4, because that is a significant portion, I believe, of the total revenue.
Yes.
So when we are looking to moderate, say, probably a year after, or probably after 1.5 years, what if you can give me some?
Okay.
Some view.
I can revert back to you with this statistic if you would give us a little bit of time. I won't have access to that, but I can definitely share that with you after a couple of days, once we have it with us. I just have to pull out the next few years' plan.
Yeah. Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and 1 on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Kaushik Poddar from KB Capital Market Limited. Please go ahead.
This is a bit of a lateral thinking sort of question. Why aren't you going retail? For example, whatever Extra Marks is doing, we see it on TV. So why is not NIT going retail? A student of class 10 or 11 or 9, why shouldn't he be getting a software from NIT? I mean, why shouldn't he buying the software from NIT?
Okay. Maybe I would ask Mr. Rajendran to talk about our cloud-based solution. We've been just working on a retail level for school children.
So what we are doing now, which we announced last year, was the digital content going on the interactive classroom. Now that's going on for 1 year.
Right.
We now have the ICR 3.0.
Okay.
It's on a limited launch right now.
Okay.
It connects the student from his house to the same cloud-based digital content.
And okay.
Track where he was in the class. He can check off. He can bookmark it at that point. He can also get the additional assignments from the teacher, etc., etc. Now, right now we have selected one or two schools where we are doing this as a control pilot, and this you will see in the next couple of months taking off as a consumer, as a B2C kind of product. We may have two options. The student directly buys. We will work through the school so that the school sells it.
Okay, so this is basically it's meant for retail students of class 9 and 11. I mean, if my daughter is studying in class 9, she can buy that product, right?
She can either buy directly, but what we would be, our current thinking is we would work through the same school because remember that what we are doing in school is very different from what other people are doing in the sense that when we go into the school, digital content is only one part of the story. We are doing the maths lab, establishing math lab to increase the academic performance of the students dramatically.
Right.
The science lab and also for the school, the management software, which is the education resource planning software.
Right, so right.
The whole thing, the digital content is only one part of the story. So when the student accesses this from his house, it's also connected into the, it will ultimately be connected in the ERP process so that the teachers will also know where the student is, etc. So it's a larger, and the parents, of course. So it's a larger solution, but we are taking this right now in a bit-by-bit process.
Now, but when the students get connected, do you get incremental revenue from per student wise basis?
Absolutely. So
So
step one would be the teacher will not make, the school will not make it mandatory.
Okay, okay.
It will be voluntary.
And right, right.
That, according to me, will increase the word of mouth and the effectiveness of those students who connect from home. And step two could be that some of the schools will also see for themselves a certain revenue upside. So it can become mandatory. Now, our goal will be that, so that once we getting into a school with 800 students, then apart from the ICRs in the classrooms, that also reaches all the 800 students.
Okay. Okay, and when do you plan to launch this? I mean, you are saying you are doing some pilot study, right?
Yeah, so I don't want to put a timeline to this right now because
okay.
We need to close out on some of the pricing issues. We need to close out on some of the process part from the cloud side in terms of dealing with single schools, multiple schools, chain schools, all those things. I would say as an indicator, it would probably come up for mass availability in the fourth quarter.
Okay, and just to clarify a point, this will be available to students only, students of schools in which NIT is already there, or it can be available to students, any student?
Yeah, so theoretically it can be available for any student.
Okay.
But our current thinking is that if you just make it available at large,
right.
We have one student sitting in Vizag who is buying this one thing from us, we have to give him a certain type of support, which
okay.
is the cost per student.
Okay.
When go through the school, it's a captive 800, 400, 300 students, and
okay.
our ability to service them is dramatically higher at a lower cost.
Okay, okay, okay. Thank you, thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Participants Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. We have our next question from the line of Amitabh Sontalia from SKS Capital and Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Shubhankar. Good evening, sir. Just wanted to understand this net other income item. If you can give some idea to me. I heard that, but I don't think I properly understood what you just explained.
I'll explain that. Now, the net other income in this quarter is 276 million rupees.
Yeah.
This 276 million has two major components.
Mm-hmm.
One is to do with actually the largest component in that is the transaction related expenses,
mm-hmm,
and provisions which have got necessitated based on further legal scrutiny of taxation as well as other issues, as well as a certain vendor claim that we have received arising,
okay,
out of change of control. So,
okay,
as a prudent measure, we have taken that claim as a provision. However,
okay,
we are contesting and that claim, discussing it, and we do believe that that claim will perhaps not be valid.
Okay, and you have fully provided the claim, or is,
yes,
there any other item which needs to be provided in the subsequent quarters?
No. So let me just explain you, there are two issues relating to the transaction which is still work in progress.
Okay.
And I mentioned, I kind of give progress on this transaction since it's a cross-border in many cases, in many ways. So there are two issues which are there. One, we are in the indemnity period, which expires in October, middle of October. So this is the last quarter of that. And in this period, we could receive a claim for which there is an upper limit, for which we have taken a certain provision already.
Okay.
The second is the tax return. We had so far computed the tax, and it's a fairly complex transaction from a taxation viewpoint, and there are two or three experts. The good news is our original estimate of taxation was $27 million, which later on worked out to $17 million, all these supported by opinions and judgments given by people.
You're talking about
the recent, just one moment.
Yes,
the
sir.
Recent firm opinion that we have received is for $11.3 million. And that is what has got provided for in the current quarter. The balance, the difference between what we had earlier provided minus what has now been paid.
Okay. So these tax...
So just let me explain further one more line and then maybe you want to ask something. And that is that there is still a point under discussion of a certain section of the tax law which is under confirmation, and we believe that that confirmation may result in a further write-back of tax claim, but that will be visible not later than end of November. It can be any time between now and then, depending on when the final confirmation is received.
Okay, and this tax provision that you just mentioned is with respect to this Element K business?
Yeah, I'm only referring to Element K transaction.
Okay.
Yeah, so just to remind you, that was a sale of this subsidiary, which we got $110 million gross,
mm-hmm,
and on which we had earlier provided for a tax claim of $17 million,
mm-hmm,
which has now been brought down to 11 based on the written opinion that we have received and the tax that we have paid.
Completely understood, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
17 point odd and 11 point odd, 11.3, I think. Yeah.
All right, sir. All right, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Shaukat Ali from Quantum. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. My question has been answered.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchstone telephone. Thank you. We have a follow-up question from the line of Kaushik Podar from KB Capital Markets Limited. Please go ahead.
On the school learning solution, what is the kind of competitive landscape? I mean, are you able to quote your price, or there is a good amount of price undercutting?
Mr. Sethi, would you like to answer this? One moment, I'll have to turn the mic.
Yeah, hi, good evening.
Yeah.
So in terms of competition landscape, if you really see in the private school business, I'll be answering in the context of, this market is highly fragmented. There are only two or three leading players in the country who are basically focusing only on interactive classroom solution for the private schools.
Okay.
Whereas as a strategy for NIT, we are basically looking at NGuru platform, which is holistic and very comprehensive in terms of the product suite.
Okay.
So if you really look at the price competition from competition landscape, we are not very highly, kind of affected because we have products like School ERP, we have products like Math Lab and Science Lab and Quick School, which we are focusing on, besides
right.
the interactive classroom.
Right.
But having said that, however, in the space of interactive classroom, we do meet competition, and then in a competitive situation, there are some cases which do come up in some kind of a competition. But nevertheless, we focus more on holistic improvement of the school journey into IT penetration as a strategy. Thank you.
I think...
Yes.
Oscar, I thought you got disconnected. Yeah. I think your question was very specifically related to the competitive landscape and price pressures.
Yes.
I think what Hemant was trying to say, which is when the mic got disconnected for a minute, is the fact that in interactive classroom, there can be intense competition. Some of our competitors are not doing as well as they were.
Okay.
And therefore, there can be desperate moves from time to time.
Okay.
But in the rest of the space, we do not have a very strong pricing pressure coming out of competition.
Okay. And do you charge on per school basis or per student basis?
Per school basis.
Per class basis. You charge for interactive classroom. So for classroom, interactive classroom, it is per classroom basis.
Okay.
Of course, depending on the number of kids in the classroom, there can be slabs.
Okay.
Others are on per license basis or per activity basis, per school basis, any of those things.
Okay. And in this, when will the operating leverage, we will see the real operating leverage playing out? Another how many quarters?
I think in each quarter it is improving. And this quarter, if I was to compare it sequentially with last quarter, it is definitely better because each new school that we add brings with it a 60% gross margin, give or take a few basis points. And to that extent, I think as we are touching the volume, at this point of time, we are at a volume of nearly a run rate. Volume of, just to let you know, about 150 odd million per quarter.
Okay.
Or more actually, little 160 million per quarter. I think it will start getting decent margins. You can now imagine that as the volume grows, you would get higher percentage points in terms of contribution to the bottom line.
Okay. And this is my last question, which is in case of private schools, you are not providing the hardware. It's just a software solution. What is it?
There is sometimes... in some parts of the solution, a very small part which is part of the hardware. But it is nothing like what used to happen in government contracts where 30-35% of contract value. Here at all, wherever this is done, it would be 5 or 6%, some such number.
And number of schools, how many schools you are having right now?
I'm sorry?
number of schools in Guru and all these things are there in how many schools?
In Guru platform, 954 schools since we have been, you know, keeping a track of this platform from last 1st April. Though it was there, a number of private schools under management are nearly 3,000 overall.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Amitabh Santalia from SKS Capital and Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. This is Shubhankar here again, sir. Wanted a number. If you have got, like, say, $110 million from Element K business, so what was the gross borrowing number prior to that, and what is the gross borrowing number today?
Sorry, what are you referring to?
My question is, sir, related to this Element K business that you have sold for $110 million.
Yes.
How have you basically utilized that cash?
How have we utilized that cash?
As in, how has it helped you to reduce the borrowing? I was just looking for the gross debt number.
We shared that. We nearly retired 260.32 million of debt. We retired 295 crores or so.
Okay. And so the current borrowing is 27 crores, which you mentioned, right?
Correct.
Oh, okay. I was just looking for that particular number.
You know the borrowing which we have, one consists of NCDs, non-convertible debentures, which have due dates. So our gross debt on our books is 1070 million.
Okay.
The cash in hand is 798 million, and therefore there is a net debt of 270 million. Part of this net debt is for NIIT Yuva Jyoti project, which is a specific project getting a specific attention since it's in partnership with NSDC.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Participants who do wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you.
Okay, while there are no questions coming up, or if they do come up, I thought I will ask Mr. Raghavan to explain in specific terms the future strategy which we have for revival of the individual learning solutions business. It would be more appropriate that he covers some bit of detail. Yeah, one more. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is Raghavan here. Nice to get an opportunity to talk to all of you. I just want to make sure that the core strategy as well as what we are up to in the coming future is kind of talked about and mentioned to this team. Essentially, we are saying with the strategy of cloud campus as well as the one NIIT strategy which we have been talking about, cloud campus, our investments during the last year is what has actually enabled us to be prepared to launch products in a very quick succession. The new JNIT product that we launched last quarter with great ease and speed with completely rejuvenated product for the market is an example of what Cloud Campus has enabled us. And we have gone ahead and launched another product called PGP IT during the late part of June, which the batches have started already in the month of July. Now, this cloud platform is going to enable us to launch a new generation of products. I wanted to take a couple of minutes to explain this new generation of products. This is going to be focused on non-technology-based students in the colleges. If you look at the number of engineering students in the colleges as well as the technology-oriented students, let's say BSc, IT, BCA, etc., in arts, science, commerce streams, that number will be little over a million students. However, if you look at the number of non-technology students such as art, science and commerce students, it's a much larger number. If you just take the commerce stream alone, it's about 3.6 million students. So what we have put together is a plan of launching a series of employability programs aimed at these students. And the first off the ground will be a diploma in analytics for BCom students starting sometime in the middle of August. And that will be first among the series of products that we will launch to make the arts, science, commerce students much more employable. So it actually opens up a completely new and an important market. But I should say that what is really enabling us is the fundamental strategy of a cloud campus, which on these products will also be launched on cloud. Second is the one NIIT concept, which makes our centers capable of dealing with multiple sets of students, multiple sets of job skills. Our preparedness over the last nearly a year is helping us to be able to repurpose our centers to not only continue to address the IT demand, but also the non-IT demand. So I think in so doing, we have opened up a significant area of courses that we will be talking to you more and more as we as more and more products of them get launched. The second important part, which Vijay mentioned, is to ensure that we continue to leverage those areas of IT training that are still relevant and are growing, such as the advanced technologies in terms of cloud, big data, and mobility. And also some of the products in which we have been having great success in terms of job-directed short-term diploma programs, even though overall enrollments declined, the sharpness of decline in these products was not as aggressive as the rest of the product. And second is the institutional alliances business, which we kicked off last year, and we're making good progress, and we're going to be redoubling our efforts in that. And our success did continue during the course of last year with a much larger average number of students per college that we signed up. And the important point is the full cycle of education delivery and synchronous learning technology in these colleges have happened, and you know, students and the colleges that we've associated with are extremely happy about this. So the, I just wanted to mention that in the milieu of the financial performance during the last quarter, I want you to know that the fundamental strategy in terms of the cloud campus, one NIIT, and the institutional alliances business is very much intact and is actually helping us go forward with the new plans. Opening up a new segment is going to help us open up a larger suite of products for a larger population of students. I thought I'll just share this with you, even though there was no specific question that could have given me a scope to share this with you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. We have a next question from the line of Jaiwan Bank from GHP Securities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Good afternoon. Can you also give some light on the CLS segment for the entire year, and especially in MTS? And also, has there been any unexpected change in the MTS business segment, sir?
One moment. I'll request Mr. Sapnesh Lala to talk about it.
Yes, please.
I couldn't quite understand the question completely, so could you repeat your question one more time?
Yeah. How does the entire CLS segment look for this year? Is it does it look different from the last quarter, since we had some discussion in the last quarter also about this? And also, has there been any unexpected change, and what would be your strategy for, say, 1 year, for this one entire year?
Okay. So the segment looks quite the same as it appeared about a quarter ago. While I think there are changes in market conditions, but I don't think they're unexpected. There is substantial volatility, and as Vijay pointed out, because of that, there is uncertainty in terms of closure of deals.
Mm-hmm.
But that said, I think we are reasonably confident about that segment doing well. And the reason why we are confident is that in times of volatility and uncertainty, organizations choose to do what is core for their business.
Right, sir.
So if there is an organization whose core business is to create software, they try to focus on creating and selling software rather than creating and selling training. And so the propensity to outsource non-core activities is likely to be higher. So we feel that while there might be uncertainty in decision-making, the core value proposition still holds as it did a quarter ago, and we believe that in long term it will continue to hold.
Okay, any ballpark number, growth number that might be visible right now, or
We had already mentioned that we are tracking at a certain run rate at this. In this quarter, we are 20% year on year.
Yes, sir.
In terms of revenues.
Yeah.
And we had also given a guidance for 18% to 20%.
Okay.
For the year.
Okay.
At this time, we are in the upper end of that range. We think we will be in that upper end. And based on how, of course, the dollar volatility works, it may fall a little bit here, a little bit there.
Okay. Thank you very much. And all the best for the coming quarter, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. Thank you.
I think we are perhaps out of time.
Well, there are no questions at this time. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Thadani from NIT for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Well, thank you very much for being on the call. I do know that there are a number of conflicting priorities this afternoon since many results are being announced. So I first of all want to thank you for being available with us on this call. Your presence, your questions, and your support are extremely necessary for us to go through in some parts of the business where we are facing challenges. I just want to repeat the fact that as a company, we believe we are in a business which has an extremely favorable long-term dynamics. There are more students going to college, there are more colleges opening, and there are more students seeking employability solutions. We also believe that NIT has the credentials, the brand name, the execution track record, and the governance to deal with its customers and other stakeholders. And we are therefore very confident of creating significant value over time for all our stakeholders. We do have a period of volatility through which we are going through. We have an aggressive strategy to deal with them, including the ones in which we do have challenges. But overall, we have an aggressive yet a balanced growth strategy. And therefore, we look forward to good times to return in overall terms. Having said that, at this point of time, we do have certain benefits of the divestment transactions which will contribute in some positive form in the coming quarters as well. So with that, I would like to close the call. We are, of course, available to you for any further discussions or questions. You may contact myself or any of the business leaders or Kapil Saurabh at Investor Relations. Be very happy to answer your questions. Thank you once again for being on the call.
Thank you so much. On behalf of NIT Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.